You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And we're back. Second half of the show live. We appreciate you being here on a Wednesday afternoon. Let's check in with Tyler, who is in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, Tyler.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I was just calling in. I heard the tail end of your conversation about the NIL deal going on in Georgia and other states. And I just wanted to give my opinion about it as a current college student here at Auburn. In my opinion, even as a 22-year-old, it's wrong. I was raised listening to the legendary stories of the golden age of football from the late 70s and the 80s of Bo Jackson and all of them, and they were always taught to do whatever you can to better the team, to better us. But for some reason nowadays, this generation is being taught it's all in it for me. And it's completely wrong.
Tyler, there's no right or wrong here. You're certainly probably an outlier as a college student. But whether it's right or wrong comparatively to the past, it doesn't really matter because it's here, and all of the conversation about this is not going to undo it. It's just simply a matter of coping with it. And you know, you know some of these people, so why don't you tell us why they are the way they are? Okay.
I really couldn't tell you, Paul, because I was raised in a real conservative household. My mm-hmm. mom and dad always taught me to look out for other people before I look out for myself, to make sure I'm helping out the team.
But Tyler, it sounds like you had a great upbringing. Would that be a fair statement? You had good parents and you grew up in a good home. Okay. Let me play the other side of the coin. A lot of people don't grow up in the same environment that you did. So they work hard. They get to high school, they get to college, and they finally have a chance to build a brand and maybe get some money that they've never had. So I'm sure you can see that side of it.
I understand that point of view, but if you're in college, you're promoting yourself to go to the next level. And so it will come. And you think about, and since I'm from Auburn, my icon is always Bo Jackson. He came from nothing, and he stayed true to himself through college.
You're right.
And he's taking care of every problem that he was brought up with because he was able to stay true to himself.
Well, you're right. And I not only knew Bo Jackson in high school, I knew his mother. And you're probably familiar with the past. And she was she had very little, if anything. She worked 7 days a week. She cleaned motel rooms to make sure that her children could be provided for. And, yeah, Bo Jackson became the most famous athlete in Auburn history and one of the richest people that have ever played sports of his era. So, but everyone is not going to have that opportunity. 1% of college athletes make it to the next level. So I'm not saying I can't argue for the athletes. I know one thing: at 19 or 20 years old, if I could make money, I would have made it. I didn't have any skills. I had very little to offer. But you know, had I been able to, it would have been nice because I had no money.
I always look back. Because a couple of generations ago, my family didn't have the great stuff. My family is all from Valley, Alabama, which is just up the road. It used to be a great mill community.
Sure.
But my granddad grew up working in the mill, busting his knuckles, And now he made it out of the Mill Villages, and he became an anesthesiologist, and that's why I was able to have the life that I had, because he put in all of the hard work and pulled his family out. And that's where I think people are finding the disconnect, is they want it now, whereas the true reward comes after years of hard work.
All I can do is ask you to think about this. If you've never had anything, and now you have a chance to make some money, what are you supposed to think? Oh, let me put all this off. I mean, if you can make the money, you make it. It's not, it's legal. That's all I'm saying. Let's not be crazy here. If you had a great life, I'm happy for you. But a lot of people didn't growing up. Jason is up next. Hello, Jason.
What's up, Paul?
Hey there.
Hey, man. I think these people out here calling, you know, got this real rosy image of yesteryear are living in a fantasy. The fact of the matter is, these guys get out here, if they get hurt tomorrow, they don't get a dime. The NCAA has been a racket from the beginning, from top to bottom. Everybody's been able to make money except the players. And those players get out there, there's plenty of examples of players that get out, they break their neck, they break their back, they be crippled for life, and all they get is they might get the remainder of their scholarship to finish out their education, but they're damaged for the rest of their life. The NCAA ain't taking care of them.
No.
And so these guys and even girls can get out and make some money. Just like you say, you're 19, 20 years old, you want to make a living.
I mean, Jason, I'm glad you said that, and I don't want to be a hater because the guy's father or grandfather was an anesthesiologist making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I didn't have that. You probably may not have had that, and I would have wanted it. Had I been an athlete at 18 years old, you better believe it. I want the money. Why would I wait?
Because, and especially considering you can get hurt.
Yeah,
and it's
of course.
You can blow out a knee. You can blow out an ankle, whatever the case may be, and you're done. And
then Jason, you're 100% right. And I've seen it so many times. I've been someplace, and all of a sudden, a guy will come up to me, maybe at a restaurant he's serving or somewhere else, and say, "Hey, I met you years ago. I played at Alabama. I played at all." Everyone doesn't get out of there in one piece. You're 100% correct.
No,
and even if you do get out of there in one piece, it doesn't mean you're going to make it.
No, because you still got to take care of yourself. And, I mean, it'll be great if we lived in this fantasy land where everybody took care of each other and they looked out for each other.
But
we don't. And to expect that from these kids.
Well, Jason, I know one thing. Nobody took care, and I'm not using this about me, okay? I've had a great life, but when I was 18 years old, nobody was giving me anything, and that's all I can relate to. Just like you, as a young person, this guy had it
just
different.
Like most people.
Who wouldn't want to have your dad, cranking the bank like this guy's dad?
Right, but the fact of the matter is, man, only about 25%, I think, of Americans have a college education. So the majority of us are the products of blue-collar homes or homes where people were trying their best to make ends meet, doing what they could do in outside of, lawyering and doctoring and all that other
Jason,
stuff.
And it doesn't go away. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to myself. I'm still angry about it. But
you're still angry about what?
About not having anything when I was young. That's what motivates us, though, too. I've talked to a lot of successful people, and I said, how did you get to where you are? Because when I was young, I didn't have anything. Now, by the way, just as I say that, there are a lot of successful doctors out there whose father were doctors and grandfathers, and it's not easy doing any of that stuff. But we're all different. That's all.
Yeah, and I agree. And I just think when you most of us can't relate to having a life changing, being born with a life changing talent. And that's the crazy thing, is you have these people that are just naturally gifted, and they can make money off of that. I can't begrudge nobody for that. I just can't, and I never will, because to me it's no different than being born into a family filled with doctors and you become a doctor.
Sure.
Well, how am I mad at you for becoming a doctor when nobody in my family has been a doctor?
But I will argue this, Jason, and I'm sure some people will. If you grow up in that family, you have tools that a lot of people, yeah, it's great that you became a doctor because your dad was a doctor and your grandfather was a doctor, but you had tools that a lot of other people didn't have. Exactly. I've always felt, you always hear people say, well, you can be whatever you want to be. No, you can't. Sometimes you have no chance.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the thing is, you have to play the cards you're dealt.
You're right.
That's my mantra. You play the cards you're dealt. And if at 15, you realize you have some ungodly talent and you have all these adults pursuing you, because I always think about LeBron, because LeBron still has a chip on his shoulder now.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
When he was 15, he was filling up gymnasiums. They were filling up gymnasiums off his name, selling shirts with his pictures on it, and him and his mama weren't getting anything from that.
LeBron's a billionaire. He's never going to be happy.
Well, yeah, because I think he carries some of that childhood like hurt with him. But that's why I believe these kids ought to get paid.
We have to go to the break. Thank you. LeBron is he does have free time right now though because his team's out of the playoffs. We are going to take a break and talk to a guy who did make it and he made it big, Ryan Clark.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Let's continue. Tommy is up next. Tommy is in Tennessee. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing this afternoon?
Thank you. Very well.
I was basically just calling about your buddy there. What's his name? J.K. or Bama Hater?
Yeah,
what team does he root for?
J.K. / the Bama Hater.
Yeah, what team does he root for?
He's a Miami fan.
Oh, Miami. Hoo-wee. Huh. Didn't Alabama play them last year?
Yeah, Alabama opened the season against them last year. I think it was 42-14, but I may have forgotten the score exactly.
Yeah, I thought they did. You know, maybe that was one of them cupcakes he was talking about, too, was Miami, because they were definitely a cupcake. But, you know, it seemed to me that he didn't really understand English when you were trying to explain to him about the way the schedule works.
He wanted to blame Alabama for playing Vanderbilt, which they play about every 9 years.
Yeah. And even when you tried to explain that the Texas and Oklahoma had nothing to do with conference games, he still didn't understand that either, didn't look like.
Well, Tommy, have you ever had an argument with somebody that no matter what you tell them, you can't say this is with a spouse or anything? I mean, they're not going to listen. I finally learned that.
Yeah, my wife, I just don't say anything.
Yeah, no, I've always said, you know, people say, what's the secret to marriage? Keeping your mouth shut.
I mean, yeah, that's it.
You never get in trouble. I get in trouble sometimes. I shouldn't be giving all my tricks out on the air because I'll just say, yeah, right, uh-huh. And you know, my wife will say, yeah, so-and-so passed away yesterday. I go, oh yeah, great. And then you have to catch yourself. Oh my goodness. Really? Now, who'd you say that was again?
Yeah.
Oh, you're.
Yeah, that's well. Mine's the same
sister,
way. You know,
I'm sorry.
She's a teacher at Prattville. Mine's a teacher at Prattville, so I just don't even argue with her. I just Okay, you're right. I was at a student that all I wanted to do was play ball.
You're not going to outsmart a family member or a spouse.
No, you may as well just give up. Yeah. You're right. But that was the main thing. I was just wondering if he didn't understand English.
I think he understood, Tommy. I just think he didn't want to. Hey, thank you for the call. I hate to bring this guy on because he has taken so much heat both on the show and in particular on social media. But we're just checking in with I-Man to see if he's doing okay.
Well, why wouldn't I be doing okay?
Well, we showed your other picture today, I-Man. I know you're a busy man. Mm-hmm. You're a heating and air engineer.
Indoor air comfort engineer.
Oh, okay. What's that again?
Indoor air comfort engineer.
Indoor air comfort engineer.
Yeah, and you'll appreciate that about July.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Okay.
I wish you could come to our house, and help us out sometimes.
Well, I would.
But it would be a long trip for you.
Oh, I'll make that service trip. You write that check, I'll be there.
I know we could do this off the air, but since we're friends, I mean, could I get a little discount maybe?
I take credit cards too, Paul.
With a 30% discount for your buddy Paul here?
Oh, no? Yeah. Yeah, 30%.
Okay.
So why would I be taking some heat? My ears supposed to be burning or something?
Well, because I've seen some of the commentary on social media, and it has run the gambit. Okay.
Okay.
But I'll let you
catch
up with
it later.
From one
end of the spectrum to the other, is that supposed to hurt my feelings?
Well, I don't want you to hurt. I don't want your feelings to be hurt. I just want you to know what people are saying. That's all.
Do you think I care? I mean, I'm not some 77-year-old guy in Tuscaloosa going through a crisis. I'm pretty confident guy, Paul. I mean, I sent those pictures
I gave him that setup line five times, he finally bit.
Do what?
I said, I gave you the setup five times, and you finally hit it.
Oh, I saw it coming. I'm just looking around and looking at the part of the fence I want to hit to where the wind's coming into me. That way, when it clears the fence, everybody goes, oh, look at that. That's the man. So my picture has created quite a stir on social media and your program.
That is correct.
It's a picture.
Well, we ran the new picture on Twitter today, I-Man.
Okay, which one's the new picture?
The new picture is the one that you look like you at 3 a.m. in Laredo, Texas, and you're in the drunk tank.
I probably was. I've been known to be in Laredo, Texas, in Kansas City, in Knoxville, in Memphis, and in Columbus, Ohio, and Raleigh, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida, and
that's great.
Meridian, Mississippi.
You got yourself a various places. You got yourself a map there, I-Man. Congratulations.
Yeah, various places around the state of the entire South. Absolutely. No, I mean, I live pretty confident, Paul. I'm not like a lot of these butthurt guys going through a crisis has to have a toupee and a convertible, you know, because they're getting older and they're not that youthful experience. They don't run fast and jump high anymore. I had a crisis when I was 16, kind of like Jim, but I wasn't butthurt like Jim. I got over mine. I mean, when your stepmother tells you you'll be dead or in prison before you're 20 years old, it kind of gets your attention. But guess what? I outlived her.
Hmm. Well, I'm
yeah,
glad to
I
hear
outlived
that.
Her.
That
I mean,
sounds like
where all these people are making the comments, where are their pictures?
Joe Diffie with I outlived my anyway. My dead
yeah,
stepmom.
His quarter.
I spit on a grave every on our anniversary.
And then that might be the sum of it all. Absolutely. You might have taken those words right out of my mouth.
Well, hey, listen, we're all motivated by some injustice in our life.
Somebody has to push the buttons order to get you started. And you,
everyone knows what mine was, and now we know what yours was.
Yeah, Mama Holler and Suck It Up Buttercup didn't work.
No.
I mean, you know, still butthurt. I don't know what it'd be like to live a long life that miserable, but no, Paul, life has been good to me. I'm pretty confident, guy. That's why I said those pictures. Actually, the picture you had was a picture cropped of me and Tammy and Charles and Bryant Denny the day we did the the photo shoot.
I've got you up in my upstairs house. Hi, man. I got that picture proudly in a closet.
And that was a great picture of Charles and Tammy and myself.
It was overlooking
Bryant Denny, and it was cold, windy day, and I appreciate it. Y'all picked it out, and so I was looking around. And I thought, well, I'll send these two, and you know what? I gave y'all the choice. I said, y'all pick either. It didn't matter to me. Pick either one you want.
Hobson's choice.
I'm not scared of either one of them. Yeah, but I actually liked both of those pictures. I thought they were pretty cool.
Well, Greg Allman would be proud of both. Let's take a break. We are coming back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we continue the notorious JG from Oxford. How are you?
What's up? So, I mean, listening to Bama Hater, a.k.a. JK, I'm convinced that he just wants to be the next moron on the show ever since I kicked Jim to the curb. I mean, I have not heard anybody more stupid on this show than Jim until he came on. I mean, seriously, his team was supposed to be Alabama's marquee matchup. Week one, 44-13. What's going on?
That's a good point. Good question.
And then 1 week later, right, Alabama plays Mercer, 48-14. So what's the difference between Miami and Mercer? Like, seriously, I'm asking Bama Hater, what's the difference between Miami and Mercer? I mean, it's damn near the same result.
You're right. Hey, I have a question for you. I don't know how you feel, but you apparently ran off that guy from our show. I hope you're not losing any sleep at night.
Oh, I am. But we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know that sounds parental here, but I couldn't resist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you are my step-grandfather.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we are kin.
Yeah.
And I feel it necessary to at least try to guide you as best I can, since you're real grandfather will not claim you.
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm available for consultation. Just text me, and I'll have our assistant get back to you with a couple of openings.
But one quick thing about I-Man's picture. You know, I got to salute I-Man. Oh, no matter, I mean, everybody's been talking about it, obviously, had our phone and everything. I mean, at least he has the guts to go on national television and put a show out there. And not care what, you know, people say. Because half the morons that are actually trying to be funny, they're too scared to put their picture up there. I mean,
you're right.
Dave from Kentucky.
Any chance we can, are we going to get your picture anytime soon?
You know, I can send you one.
Okay, well, you do that and we will put it on the screen. Henry is in Arkansas. Hello, Henry.
Thanks, Paul. I wanted to give you the top five scenarios my imagination sees when I look at that photograph of I-Man.
Shoot.
Okay, well, a couple of them are related to what you guys were talking about yesterday. Number five would be the most recent member to join the cover band, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Number four would be, that's Neil Young's publicist. Number three, the older brother handling the estate of Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Number two, my God, that's Steve Bannon's bar hopping buddy. And number one, the guy who replaced Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh my goodness, I think that's it. That last one, the Johnny Fever take. When was the last time you heard a Johnny Fever reference?
It's been too long.
45 years, 50 years?
Yeah, great show. Rock on, Paul Feinbaum. Thanks.
Thank you. For the record, never liked it. Let's talk to LB next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
LB, the one and only.
Yeah, well, now you were talking, I heard you mention this name the other day. My mother was born in a coal mining town in Kentucky. My grandfather was working coal mines when he's 11, and he got to go meet John L. Lewis, you know,
oh,
later.
Oh, my goodness. You know, famed union leader.
I remember you saying that last week.
Head of the AFL. Anyway, didn't he start the AFL-CIO?
Yeah, he merged it and then later went to the mine workers.
Okay.
But anyway, my grandfather, you know, they were standing in line shaking John L.'s hand. And he told him his name. He said, I'm married, had three children. At the time, he had three. And he said, I want to work for this union and become a lawyer and work for this union until the day I die. John L. told him, said, go stand over there. Paul, he ended up being the head general counselor.
That is amazing. What a story.
Won three U.S. Supreme Court cases.
That's very inspirational. I've never heard that, anything like that.
Well, you know, it's not bragging. I'm proud.
No, you should be.
And I'm sure your wife probably knows my grandfather. He was a tow truck driver up in Walker County. For 85 years old, he was still running a tow truck.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I love the contrast of my two grandfathers. And both of them were good men.
Tow truck driver you did well. You did very well. Well, LB, thanks for sharing that story with us, and you take care of yourself. How about Chuck, who is up next? Hello, Chuck.
How you doing, Paul?
Chuck, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked to you. I used to talk to you when you were back in Birmingham. But anyway, what I've called about is, did I understand you to say that there was some thought about doing away with the East and Western divisions when we have the realignment when Texas and Oklahoma come into the conference?
Chuck, it's in discussion right now. I think it's almost a certainty that it happens. I think they do away with the divisions, yes.
I think that's totally unnecessary. I think the divisions have given good competition between the East and West within the conference, and that makes it interesting during the course of the season when we're playing each other. But
I think you're right. I've been to a couple of years ago. I was at the Kentucky-Georgia game when that was early November. That was a deciding game. I think, you know, we've seen other games like that. Alabama-Auburn games have often come back down to a deciding game. And this year, in fact. So you're right. It is actually, I think it was the week before. But but with 16 schools and the possibility of going to 9 games, that is where they are. That I'm not saying it is absolutely certain. Nothing is certain when it comes to putting 14 or 16 athletic directors in a room, but that seems to be where it is at the moment.
Well, can I give you my ideas about the way the realignment should go when Texas and Oklahoma come in?
Sure.
To maintain the geographical integrity of the two divisions, Texas and Oklahoma should obviously go into the West.
Yes.
And that means two teams from the West will have to go into the East, and you want comparable strong teams going into the East from the West. Now, fortunately, Alabama and Auburn are the two eastmost teams in the West, so move them over to the East. And at the same time, it'd be a good time to move Missouri into the West where it should be.
It should be. You're right.
And to offset that, move Mississippi State over into the East, because they would then be the eastmost team in the West. And then for the crossover games, very easy. Missouri should play Texas. Tennessee should play Arkansas. Alabama should play LSU. Mississippi State should play Ole Miss to maintain the Egg Bowl. Auburn should play Texas A&M. Georgia should play Oklahoma. And Florida should play Texas. And I think that takes care of everybody but Vanderbilt and South Carolina. I haven't been able to figure out where they should go. Leave that to the powers that be. But those games are all naturals. And it would maintain the divisions. And it's very simple. I don't know why they don't just go down that road.
Well, let me explain it, Chuck. Here's why. Yeah, you can come up with a number of scenarios. The problem right now with 16 teams coming in is that if you're on the East and you're not playing a certain team, you may not see them for 10 years, and that's too long. If you have a league where you don't see a fellow member for 8 or 9 or 10 years, it tends to affect the culture. Players like to go everywhere, and this the method that I have seen on a drawing board will allow every within the framework of 4 or 5 years, you will get to every campus, and I think that's the important thing. Thank you for the call. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you, Mike.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about today, Paul. Jason called in earlier about the NIL stuff. Do you understand, you know, how much I'm getting caught up here? The cost of putting a child through school without a scholarship, if a parent makes $150,000 to $200,000 a year, odds are their kid is going to have to pay their own way through school.
Right.
You get a athlete coming in, signing an NIL deal, making $1 million. He should pay for his own scholarship, just like any other parent. Or if I had a kid had her own business making $1 million, she would have to pay her way through school. That's what I'm saying. These NIL deals, they got to put a cap on that, keep that number down, to keep all schools equal.
Well, let me say something about that, and I'll say this until I don't have to say it anymore. Every state is different.
I know.
There are a lot of states that you are not going to be allowed to put a cap. Maybe it was a good idea a couple of years ago, but once the NCAA did not enact anything, it was really left to the individual state. So if tell me this, you're in Kentucky. Let's say the Kentucky legislature puts a cap on what every student athlete could make. And Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida don't. Tell me how John Calipari and Mark Stoops are going to recruit against
Mark
those
Stoops.
Schools.
Well, Paul, you can't. That's why that's not legal. It shouldn't even be legal.
Well,
but you
clearly understand that the state is the arbiter here. So if Kentucky law is different than Florida law, then why do I have to go? I'm not going to Kentucky. It's really very simple. That's why you're not going to see a cap. We have to go to a break. We have a lot more to do. We are going to come back with more of your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We welcome all of you back, and a blast from the past here. Chris in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
What's happening, my brother?
Not many people have ever called in the show, Randy, that were engaged on the Feinbaum Show.
Amongst other things. Engaged in what?
so you proposed marriage on our show, am I correct?
to number two. I sure did.
Yeah. I mean, and you've been married now three times?
I'm on number three. And by the way, that's what I called you about, ironically enough. Why'd you take the lead on this, Paul? This was a toss sweep. I learned, you know, you mentioned earlier a fella you was talking to about keeping your mouth shut, you know, when the spouse
right.
is maybe a little uptight or something. And I thought, too, that was always the only rule. But, see, I never could do that. But I think I found the key to escape reality, to quote John Prine. Marry a woman who speaks a foreign language. Now, there's a little bit
for those
bit
who don't know, Chris
there,
met his current wife one night
in Bangkok.
In Bangkok.
One night in Bangkok. You're at, right on, brother.
And he was not living out a song. It was reality. And if you ask me, it seemed like it was a scene out of a Hangover movie.
Pretty daggum close.
I have met number three.
Yes, you have, and she is a fine, attractive woman.
She's wonderful.
Works 6, sometimes 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And stays on my butt 24/7.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, Chris, if I can be so bold, I feel like we've known each other a couple of years.
Yeah, two or three.
This happens usually right out of college or high school, where you say, "Well, why did Randy marry her? He's not the same guy." Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Right. Usually out of high school, when people get married, Chris, you're not the same guy you were. I mean, you were to use a 70s phrase, a wild and crazy guy back in the day.
Well, the Paul Feinbaum show would allow me to call up and say, tell these wild and crazy stories. we have aged, Paul.
Well, I'm still doing the same thing, Chris, except you're married with children. I mean, you go to Bangkok to visit the in-laws. I mean, I only went to Homewood, Alabama when I did that.
Well, you know, hey, that's another advantage, though. You ain't got to go about once every 5 years.
But you do have the advantage, though. I will say this, Chris. When you're talking to your in-laws, you have no idea what they're talking about.
That's exactly. Now, see, you're getting my point now on the marriage thing. Listen, anger is universal. You know when somebody's ticked off at you, okay? Yeah. But she gets mad, and I know she's cussing me out in Thai, but it's humorous to me, although I have to button my lip in that regard, because then she gets mad if I laugh at her.
Hey, the next time you go over there, I should do this off the air. Can you bring me back some Thai sticks?
Sure. The good stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since I've seen you last, I've saved a couple of bucks. And we don't have to we don't have to economize like we did back in the day.
Well, then, you can afford the zigzags now.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the money now.
No
I work
OCBs
at ESPN.
For Paul.
I don't have to go to, I don't have to have dollar store tie sticks anymore.
That's right. You don't have to have I-Man deliver them.
we can get the 350 ones. So, Chris, back to reality. For those who don't know, I see Chris occasionally. He tailgates near where we set up at Tuscaloosa. Although every time I walk by that tailgate site, what's that guy's name I run into all the time?
Scott, the tall guy.
So I'm rushing to the car, and I said, "Where's Chris?" He goes, and I won't say what he says, but the translation is the wife wouldn't let him come here today. I mean, you know what he says, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what he says.
By noon, he's already had 4 or 5 Budweisers, and he's feeling no pain. And I'm thinking, it's Alabama-Auburn game. It's Alabama-LSU. It's Alabama. And he's back in Wherever'sville, Alabama.
L.A.
Babysitting on game day?
Yeah.
What happened to this guy?
Know. I got a ring in my nose.
Chris, you're going to tell me you're 60 years or older.
Well, week after next, I'll be 65.
Where did the world go when happened? Chris from Gulf Shores turned 65? I mean, I hope this never happens. That's like Paul McCartney or Mick Jagger turning 80, right?
Well, or like when Hugh Hefner crossed the 75 Rubicon. Oh,
yeah. Well, hey, Chris.
Hey, brother.
Come see me soon, and I will tell always great. One of the all-time. I mean, he is literally a Mercury 7 Feinbaum caller. And we'll get him to tell the funniest story in Feinbaum Show history the next time he calls.